1-844-MOJO-LIVE. That is 1-844-MOJO-LIVE.
I really like how you put the one in there.
Is it? You're not supposed to?
I mean, you can't. It's, you're just being, you're making sure.
Is that that cool to say the one in the beginning?
Wow, Mike, she just won't let you have your moment, will she?
All right, let's get into the dirty. Shannon's dirty under 30.
It's over us.
I'm done.
Shannon's dirty under 30.
When we were playing a song or we were in a commercial break or something, and Katie and Megan and I were talking, and we were like, dang, the girls like are really rocking it today. We've like, we're totally holding this down. We're good.
Stop it. No, you don't.
And then Mike's just like, I mean, I'm here.
Oh, well, it was very like, we don't need no bed moment. And I'm like, hey, I'm sitting right here.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Yeah, right. Oh, you're there? Oh, okay, cool.
I was waiting for the fallout with this, with him specifically. DaBaby was cut from Lollapalooza's closing lineup yesterday following all of those just nasty and crude and homophobic remarks he made last weekend at Rolling Loud in Miami. So Lolla organizers tweeted that Young Thug would perform in DaBaby's place, and he did last night. Around like 9 or 10 o'clock, but organizers wrote on social media, Lollapalooza was founded on diversity, inclusivity, respect, and love. With that in mind, DaBaby will no longer be performing at Grant Park tonight. Madonna, Demi Lovato, Dua Lipa, Questlove, Elton John have all denounced DaBaby's comments in recent days.
Can I talk mad smack about Lollapalooza real fast?
Yeah.
Did anybody else watch the Hulu live stream this weekend or of the past 4 days? Because I was genuinely shocked, and maybe this was just me. I'd love to get anybody else's perspective who tuned in on Hulu specifically. That is the worst broadcast I have ever seen in my entire
life. Oh, really?
Life.
Why?
The sound was bad. Sometimes they didn't have instruments being fed through the live stream. Sometimes they didn't have the singers' mics being fed through the live stream. It was cutting in and out. When we were watching Limp Bizkit with Fred Durst in the middle of it, it just cut back to the beginning of the set again. Like, and it was the worst like live streaming I've ever seen.
Were you smoking?
No.
Just making sure we have all the facts here.
Yeah, but I don't think it was me. I think it was them. Wow, I feel called out.
Let's talk Olympics. Simone Biles pulled out of yesterday's event finals for the vault and uneven bars while she continues to focus on her mental health. She also opted to skip the floor exercise. We talked about this on Friday, and I saw her elaborating on it a little bit over the weekend. She's dealing with what gymnasts call the twisties. And Megan, you were a gymnast, so you can speak more to this, but it's like you get lost while you're twisting in the air.
It's essentially how people destroy knees, break bones. People have become paralyzed.
And it really gets in your head.
Yeah, it's genuinely dangerous. You have to think, it happened when she was literally above ground. Her head is facing towards the ground. And when you watch her land in slow motion, she's still twisting. She thinks she has another twist. The fact that she landed purely speaks on how skilled she is as an athlete. Because somebody should have been seriously injured from that.
It's a very terrifying and scary thing, obviously, but like the name is hilarious. Like the name Twisties is,
you want
really
to know, Twisties. One of the most painful things I ever did in gymnastics is when you're on the beam and you fall and you split your legs. The genuine name for that fall is called crotching the beam.
Yeah, ow.
And it is the most painful thing of your entire life.
Ow. Well, so this means that Simone not only has one more event that she could compete in, and that is the balance beam. Speaking of, USA Gymnastics has not said whether she will take part in that competition. That's happening tomorrow, so we'll find out at some point in the next couple of hours, I'm sure. While we're talking about the Olympics, Peacock rolled out their new special Olympic highlights with Kevin Hart and Snoop Dogg. They comment on clips from the Tokyo Games, like taken out of context. You guys, this is from the equestrian event, which really caught Snoop's attention.
Horses, I like this. This is equestrian.
This is prancing.
They call this equestrian.
By the way, look at that horse.
Did you? Oh, the horse crip walking, cuz. You see that? On the set. That's gangsterism up. Hey! Oh, this horse is off the chain. I gotta get this motherfucker in a video.
Oh, you see?
Oh my God.
Snoop said, I gotta put the horse in the video.
I need that.
Horse crip walking is officially so in the Olympics.
Man, you see that?
And then they got on the side, they were adamant that horses should get medals as well.
Do the horses get
medals when they win too, or they don't get medals?
That's a good question, Snoop. I've never seen a horse with a medal.
Do they?
No, it goes to the person on the horse, which should be changed.
He ain't did nothing but just went for the ride. Yeah. Just stayed on for the ride.
You didn't have your ankles taped. The horse did. I demand for a horse to get the respect that they deserve and the same bragging rights as the jockey. You start to hang a medal on these horses' neck, so when they get around the other horses, they can and show the other horse.
Okay. Bob Odenkirk collapsed on the set of Better Call Saul last week due to a heart-related incident. That was a story we followed for the past couple of days. And on Saturday, Bob himself tweeted an update that said, "Hi, it's Bob. Thank you. I had a small heart attack, but I'm going to be okay thanks to Rosa Estrada and the doctors who knew how to fix the blockage without surgery." He went on to thank AMC and Sony and promised to be back on the set of Better Call Saul in the next couple of weeks. And this has definitely happened before because I remember talking about it, but at the moment, residents in the North Park Hill neighborhood of Denver are absolutely disgusted by a man who has been pooping in their back alleys. One neighbor caught him on surveillance video, called the police. Another says the man, who appears to be exercising, pulls his pants down in the middle of his quote-unquote exercise routine and goes number two.
If people get upset over you over their dog pooping in their yard, you can imagine people would get upset if they caught a human being doing it behind their house.
They're coming prepared with toilet paper, but not a bag, and not coming back to clean up.
Now neighbors wonder what will happen next. Will the public attention prevent or perhaps encourage future dump and runs?
Dump and runs. Dump and runs. So the search is on to find this serial pooper. You knew I had to do this story.
Sorry.
Yeah. For all of today's Dirty, check out the Dirty page on MojoInTheMorning.com.
Celebrity Dirt. Directly from the source, it's Shannon's Dirt on Mojo in the Morning.